Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, June 2nd, 2025. The state's latest attempt to industrialize Sears Island seems to be in limbo. Grant applications have been denied, and the current federal administration is opposed to alternative energy. Despite all of that, if you spend time on Sears Island this summer, you may be surprised to see heavy machinery at work out there. We spoke recently with area residents and members of Friends of Sears Island and the Campaign to Protect Sears Island with Sumkick, David Italiander, Jill Howell, and Chris Buchanan.
They did bring heavy equipment in order to go and do test borings so that they would have some idea of the geological situation underneath the surface so they could justify or plan their port. They did one to the west of Jetty Road, I guess about 8 months ago. And then a few months ago, they came back and they put another road on the east side of the jetty, also on the transportation parcel, where they went in, put a road in so they could bring this heavy boring equipment and do their test spots. And of course, that damage will last for 30, 40, 50 years. It just took down a whole bunch of trees, left them there, and moved on. And that, I mean, it's unfortunate. It will eventually heal in a geological time scale, but it doesn't look good for people who are out and about trying to find a peaceful spot.
Chris and I went out.
This is Jill Howell.
I believe it was last November, December, when DOT was doing these geotechnical investigations. And the soil borings themselves are not destructive, but it was getting the drill rigs out to the points where they wanted to, where they were sort of clearing 13, 14 foot wide sections to drive the machinery over to get to the locations. And again, this was happening in November, December. So that was after the administration change. So DOT continued on to do this work after perhaps they should have pumped the brakes, knowing what the environment was around renewable energy development. DOT also didn't notify anybody that they were going to go out there and do this. I believe it was Rolf, David, who got some panicked emails and phone calls from people who were out on Sears Island and saw machinery coming in.
That's a reference to Rolf Olson of Friends of Sears Island, the group that oversees the conservation easement.
And so even from just like a goodwill transparency perspective, but also like a public safety perspective, knowing people go out and on the trails and don't generally expect to see any sort of vehicles beyond the gate, there was no notification of what type of work was being done out there.
This last exploration was in contrast with the first borings, where they actually, the state was in touch with the Friends of Sears Island well in advance, weeks in advance, letting them know. And we don't know why, but they certainly did not contact us for the second round of borings.
Chris Buchanan.
The 2025 work plan for the DOT was released publicly. Chip Curry actually talked about it in an article in the Midcoast Villager, where there's another $6 million plus allocated for continued development and research of this port on Sears Island. That is shocking because during the March hearing, Matt Burns, who is kind of heading this project up, he's no longer with the DOT, but he has an affiliate position with them. He said explicitly the state has no plans and is going to be investing no money. He said that directly to the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. And then we find out a month later when this work plan gets released that there's over $6 million allocated for additional planning. That's just really concerning, and it continues to kind of diminish any public trust in the state's authenticity and their intentions here around proper port development.
That was Chris Buchanan, Jill Howell, and David Italiander. More information is available at friendsofsearsisland.org and protectsearsisland.org, and also on the WERU archives, although our early year shows are not on the archives anymore. You can still find quite a bit of background information and a special that aired last Thursday that featured these guests and Donna Gold at weru.org on the Public Affairs Archive section. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.